You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
I'm Catherine Lanfer, in for John Hockenberry. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and her Polish counterpart have signed a deal to build a U.S. missile defense base in Poland. It's an agreement that has prompted an infuriated Russia to warn of a possible attack against Poland. The deal to install 10 interceptor missiles just 115 miles from Russia's border has also strained relations between Moscow and the West. Ties, of course, already troubled by Russia's invasion of Georgia, a U.S. ally. We're going to go now to Nick Childs. He is following the story for our partner at the BBC. He's joining us from London. Nick, I noted that we heard some audio from Condoleezza Rice earlier, and she was talking about how these missiles could help protect the United States from possible threats from Iran, even North Korea. She didn't mention Russia, but what's the real security idea behind these missiles?
Well, certainly the U.S. perspective is that this is nothing to do with Russia. It's only 10 missile interceptors. And yes, it's to deal with an emerging threat from the Middle East, very specifically Iran. Of course, the Russians have never accepted that. They've always said that this is aimed against Russia, and they've always been affronted by what they see as encroachment into their sphere of influence. I think it's the political overtones of this that are key here from the Russian perspective, and also now the fact that the Poles, after hesitating for a long time in signing this deal, have not coincidentally, I think, signed up to it now, given everything that's going on in Georgia. So the Americans, I think, would say to the Russians, this shows you the price that you're paying for what's happened in Georgia. The Russians argue this is a symptom of our agitation with the West.
Let's go back to the fact that this was a deal in the works, but what changed with this deal in the last week or so?
Well, I think it probably is the fact that the Poles have looked very closely at how the Russians have behaved in their dispute with Georgia. Yes, this has been going on for well over a year, nearly 2 years now, when the Americans first announced their plans to put missile interceptors in Poland and a huge new and very powerful radar system in the Czech Republic. The Russians started complaining immediately about this. The Czech Republic, its government at least, went ahead and signed an outline deal much sooner. The Poles, particularly given that they've had a new government recently, were rather more equivocal. Polish public opinion was against it, and so at the very least they were arguing for a much better deal out of the Americans, more help with upgrading their own air defences, because they were worried that they could become a target of Russia, as the Russians have rhetorically said that they would be. So I think it's the dynamics of the last week that's really changed things.
And so let's talk about that Russian response. How much is it overstatement to say that they're talking about a possible attack? Help us parse out the rhetoric here.
I think at this stage it probably is rhetoric at that level, because you know, it's very difficult to see that the Russians would really contemplate any actual military strike against Poland at the moment, because in contrast with Georgia, Poland is now a member of NATO. But I think it has been symptomatic of the level of anger in Russia at what they see as further encroachment on what was their sphere of influence. They believe it's a sign of the West really reneging on understandings that brought the Cold War to a relatively tidy and peaceful end, that the Americans in particular were wanting to station a highly controversial system right up next to them, and they at the time seemed powerless to do anything to stop it. However, I think opinion has hardened on both sides in the last week in terms of where this is going, and it is a sign of how battle lines are being drawn, at least politically, as a result of this conflict.
Nick Childs, we're going to have to leave it there, but hope to talk to you again soon. Thank you so much. Nick Childs, a BBC correspondent, joining us from London. Adora?
And Catherine, it's certainly a sign of the time.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.